Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. I'm happy to be with you all here today, calling from the sun is out right now, Pacific Northwest Portland area here, but it's supposed to start raining again, and it's been raining for days here, which I can't complain about. We need the rain, so it's good. And before I say hello to my co-hosts, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. You want to write down, so you want to be ready for that. That'd be great. And then, questions, comments, testimonials, anything like that. We really love to hear from you. That's what this show is all about. I mean, we have tips and stories and things to talk about, but this show is all about sharing with all of you. So, the sooner you pass on your phone, the sooner you know how many people I need to
take. Hey, Rainey, you're fading in and out. I don't know if it's my phone, but you're. Has it happened to you, for you too, Nate?
Yeah, it's happened to me too. So, Rainey,
I don't know
if you're using a headset or not, but it's just like every other breath is underwater.
That's strange. Well, maybe I'll turn it over to you guys because I'm sitting in the same spot I always sit in. And
you're good right now, so I don't know what was going on.
Okay. I'm sitting in the same spot I usually sit in, the same phone. And so hopefully, just let me know if I don't come through. So.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and say hello to who else we've got with me that already have started talking there. We've got Nate with us. Hi, Nate.
Hey, good morning or afternoon, depending on where you're at. But we got a nice, cooler, windy day here in Indiana. But I'm going to get out and do some yard work, hopefully.
Awesome. And Cindy's with us today, too. Hi, Cindy.
Yeah, good morning, Rainey and Tiff and Nate and everyone else from Sonoma County, Northern California, and I'm just happy to report we had some on and off rain, thank God, and not enough, but it's a start. We got some snow in the mountains, and that's just a big deal here for us in fire country, so that is a relief.
All right, that's awesome. All right, and we've got Tiff with us today, too. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, good morning, Rainey, Nate, Cindy. I am here in Western Colorado, but we leave for Utah in the morning, and another event. So looking forward to it, and look forward to talking here on Blog Talk today.
Yeah, that's awesome, Tiff, and I can't wait to hear how your event goes and give us some fun stories from that. That'll be great. All right, so right off, it doesn't seem like anyone has anything they want to share with us, so I was actually going to turn it over to Nate and Cindy first anyway to just chat with us about how their Horse Super Saturday went and talk to us about that. So why don't you guys take over?
Well, let me just say, first of all, if I could go first, Cindy, I would just like to personally thank you, Rainey, for all of you're the spearhead with this call every Thursday, and you are such a mainstay, and I just want to let you know how much we appreciate everything that you're doing. And then also,
thank you. As
you're welcome, and it is much deserved. And as we proceed here, we're going to share a little bit, but remember, if you want to ask a question, please hit one on the queue, and let's get into the lineup. But we're just going to talk a little bit about our horse Saturday, which was phenomenal. It actually ended up being a little longer than what we thought. It ended up going 3 hours and 15 minutes. And we thought we were going to get it under 3 hours, but were we mistaken? But it was great information. We had, you know, through the last year, we've made some changes in hearing some of the community's response as IBDs and even other customers, things that they're wanting to hear. So we made some switches, and we tried to liven it up and freshen it up with new material. And we had some great presenters, like I think you guys might know Dr. Burka. I think a guy is amazing. And I tell you, it was a lot of fun having Joshua on the call. And Daisy Bicking, and then Dr. Kate was on. And so we had a lot of different input. And overall, I think if we get this pulled off, it would be nice because it's so long to give people an option to watch the entirety of it in 3 hours and 15 minutes, but it would be nice if we can actually segment it and to where they can, people can actually watch different portions since it is so long. So hopefully we'll get there, but it was a lot of fun, a lot of great information, and we had a great turnout, and the business with the Beamer horse set continues to grow. So Cindy, you want to add something to that?
Sure. Happy to. Just to give a little more detail on what Nate said, we did segment it into two parts with the expectation that some people who were prospects or customers might not be interested in all the business or IBD parts. So the first part of the morning, or the bulk of it really, went for 2 hours. And we went through a product presentation and an expanded science presentation and then usage presentation. And then one of my favorite parts was the interview that Dr. Marlies Vonk, our veterinarian who answers for the Medical Experts Center, and Dr. Burka, they did an interview whereby we had picked out the most frequently asked questions that we get from the field and from the IBD Horse Facebook page, and went through the questions to get his perspective on it, and he was just outstanding. So really recommend, even if you think, oh, I've heard this information before, you won't have heard what he had to say. And talking about how Beamer is unique and, you know, why you don't need to do it back to back and things like that. So he did, it was about a half an hour with he and Marlies, and I just thought that was excellent. And then we had a tiny little break, and for the section two, we did a compressed overview of the business side and opportunity. And then we added, because what we keep hearing, and we heard this even on Blog Talk a few weeks ago, to say, I need help in, you know, how can I help close deals? How can I be more successful in sharing the Beamer? And so we had Daisy Bicking, who's a farrier from back east, and she's just been a superstar with Beamer because I think she went senior in, like, when she joined up within the last year, she reached senior in less than 60 days, and she's just become a group leader. So we had her go through a lot of some of her suggestions, and she kind of tailored the 283 program a little bit more into how she'd used it. And so I think those are really good tips. We had great testimonials. We had three in the morning for the product, and that was Francine Brown and Vicky, I forget her last name, and, and Cherie. And then in the afternoon, we had Ian Robb and Shorty Tarpley and Garth Arbino on the business side. So we got six really good testimonials in there. that you'll want to hear. And so I think, you know, we really had, as Nate said, we tried to respond to what people were looking for and expand on the things where we know that people want more information. And it will be a good, the recording can be found both on the Facebook IBD Horse page for the, you know, our internal group, or it came out in the Monday Motivational newsletter that the Veronises put out every week. There's a link in there that you can use. So I really recommend that you spend some time and listen to that, because I think it's valuable. And we don't, you know, these are things that we don't do frequently. We do them, you know, this is the second one that we've ever done. So please take advantage of the recording, and we'll, as Nate said, we'll continue to lobby for them to break it up and make it available perhaps in smaller segments. But right now you get the whole shebang. So we had a couple hundred people, and we realized that a lot of folks on that are in the horse world, you know, Saturdays are busy days, particularly for shows on the weekend. And it's a little challenging to find a time when horse people are home, because by the time, you know, everybody's home and we get all the time zones lined up, then, you know, it's going to be too early for one and too late for another. So that's kind of an ongoing circumstance we're trying to figure out. But I expect that a lot of people can take advantage of the recording at your own convenience. So really, you know, encourage you to do that. Thanks.
And that's my plan, because I wasn't able to be on. And, you know, the first of my week's always crazy busy at the vet clinic, so I don't usually have a lot of extra time. So Thursday is my catch-up day. So that is my plan pretty much as soon as we finish here, is to get on listen. And I can't wait. It sounds really, really great. And being able to break those up is, I think, going to be a super valuable tool. I mean, we've noticed that. We've known that from, you know, all the other, you know, conferences and things like that, when we're able to break those up and be able to send people, you know, just the Dr. Burka part, or just some science part, or just the product presentation. Those are all really valuable tools to have. So yeah,
I hope we can. And you know, something too is as people do watch the recording, we had an active Q&A line going and some questions in the chat room, but if you have some questions, bring them back to Blog Talk and we'll try and, you know, not the Dr. Burka veterinarian kinds of questions, but other questions, and we'll see if we can't help you get through them. So use that as a tool.
Absolutely. That's great. And that also kind of segs into a little bit. So next week, we're not going to be here at all with you. I'm sorry. It's Thanksgiving that day. So we're going to skip that day for Blog Talk. I'm sure you'll all be busy with your families anyway. But when we come back the following week on the 3rd, that's the day we're going to plan to do that. A little bit similar to what you guys did in the second half of your Saturday is more of the kind of sales training. That's, you can't see my quotes around that, but just as far as maybe like best practices or things that, you know, some of our top salespeople do and use, and maybe some of the things that they always send people, or the way they check back, you know, some of those things that make our, you know, top salespeople the top. And so maybe that will help some people in a similar way that your Saturday did, but we'll just do it kind of in a live version and Blog Talk. We'll kind of extend on what you guys did there and do it here. So that's the plan for a couple weeks from now. We still don't have anyone that wants to talk with us today. Apparently they just want to hear us talk. So I don't know if any of you have any fun new things going on, or stories, or horses you've been working on that you want to share.
Yeah, sure. I'd
Nobody.
Love to share.
I was like, go ahead.
Okay, great. So something that's been going on in November, there is the Barrel Futurity Association World Finals that takes place down in Oklahoma. And I had many people that were there and were competing. And one of them, I heard so far, I haven't looked at all the results just yet because I don't have them posted online, but one of them, she took several horses, and two of the horses, one of them placed 12th in the 1D the one day and won the 2D. So super excited about them. They're 3-year-olds. so they're just now debuting. The how it kind of goes is the middle of November 15th, they can start competing in the juvenile as a three-year-old, and they debuted at this particular event, and they did extremely well, and they're both Beamer horses. All her horses are Beamer horses that compete, but I was just so excited for her, and I look forward to it. So I look forward to hearing more about how all my clients do down there and how their horses feel and compete. So that was exciting news.
Yeah, that's great. And it's so fun to hear. Maybe we could get her on sometime to talk about how her experience was with and her experiences were with Beamer, hadn't been down there. Because I think this is who we were talking about before that has been before, but this time she's going to take Beamer. So I'd love to hear, you know, what she thought, you know, the differences were and the benefits she saw by using Beamer. So.
Yeah.
Ryan,
yeah, her name
talking
is
talking about Tiff. I'm sorry.
So this one is Taylor Hildreth. She's been on before with me. We traveled a lot this past year. I introduced her to the Beamer, and she purchased a unit now, and she just loves it. She can't go anywhere without it. So, yeah, Taylor Hildreth is her name. She lives here around me. So that was another thing is, you know, she lives around my area. So that was a long haul for her to take those horses, you know, 16 hours to that event and then stall and, you know, compete, ride, and then haul back. So she just doesn't go anywhere without it now because of the changes that she's seen in what it's done for her horses, and especially the young ones.
Yes, Cindy,
yes,
did you have
Ryan
something?
Ryan is there as well. And she has her Beamer with her in addition to Taylor. So she's kind of just getting to know it more. She's had it for a couple months now, so she's still getting to know the product and using it more. But, yeah, it was Taylor. So she's been using it for over, oh, gosh, it's almost been a year now. 7 months.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing more about that.
Yeah.
And come on, that'd be great. You know, when she's back and settled and ready to share, it'd be awesome to have her back on. Because it's always so great.
Yeah.
And we hear a ton from you, which is always awesome. But, you know, from hearing from different people and, you know, that have gone to these big events and those long trailer rides and the stalls and, you know, everything like that, that have done these events before and now have done them with Beamer and the differences they've seen, both in performance and in just, you know, well-being of their horses from that kind of, you know, stress from the whole event. It's so always so great to hear.
Yeah, definitely. I'll see if I can get her on here again.
Yeah,
and it is amazing to see how many people are that are utilizing Beamer technology that are moving up in the ranks. I even have one of my gals, Tammy Oaks. She actually took two horses to the American qualifier and took a fourth and a fifth, and so she'll be on her way to Texas in February. And I mean, she's my gal that's at Quarter Horse Congress. She's usually in the top three in pro division. And so, I mean, she's just rocking it and she's seeing such amazing results with her horses. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
It definitely makes it exciting to see, for sure.
Yeah. You know, and some of these bigger people using it is always going to just make this, you know, just spread like wildfire too, you know, as these top performers are winning and winning and winning and people are, you know, seeing what they're doing. That's always a, you know, a big promotional kind of a thing. But, you know, it's just what we always talk about. We're not talking just about performance. We're talking about, you know, behavior too. And just like Tiff was talking about, you know, 16 hours in the trailer and then into, you know, barns and stalls where they're totally unfamiliar. The weather's different. The, you know, the environment's different. There's other horses around. There's the stress of the competition. There's just a lot of different kinds of stress happening on the horse all at the same time. And being able to have something that can, you know, kind of help counteract that, support them, you know, physically and then mentally for that performance too. It's all just such a great combination and all in one device that's so easy to use. And we know how great it is. So it's one of those amazing things that no matter what we're talking about, Beamer can probably help. So I love that about it.
You know, something, too, that, you know, we keep mentioning about the support for the horses given, you know, these long hauls to different shows and even sometimes overnights traveling. And then, you know, they tend to not hydrate while they're traveling. And and they come into a new stall and things. And you know, we have to forget, we have to remember as humans, you know, it seems like, well, you know, they should get used to this traveling thing. And remember, you got thousands and thousands and years of instinct of a horse that says, you know, change the environment. I have to be super on high alert. And it's just, it's stressful for them. Even if they do it, you know, frequently, it's still going to open up opportunities for them to, for their physiology to go off. And something that I like to remind people of is there's a study that was done at UC Davis a good 10 years ago now, but it's the one that I was familiar with where they said, the Dr. Stahl said, the results of that study really showed that the immune system, the horse, shuts down for 24 hours when they travel. And that could be traveling half an hour or 20 hours. Doesn't matter. So, you know, your horse is compromised, if you will, when they're traveling like that, even if they don't show outward signs of anxiety. So, again, as Rainey was saying, this is such an area where Beamer can be supportive to help regulate, to help the body self-regulate and get back to a balanced state where the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system are in balance and the horse is not overstressed. So I always try and remind people, even experienced horse people, just because it doesn't seem stressful to you, that does not mean that it isn't, you know, instinctively stressful for the horse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you fell into the pool, Rainey.
Yeah, darn it. Cutting out again.
Oh, gosh. I don't know why.
Fair enough,
I haven't even moved.
Better now.
I don't know what's going on. That just goes to show that difference between the prey and the predator animal and why Beamer did so much research with Dr. Klopp, you know, about the responses of horses to really tailor this system, this vet set, to the horse's response. And that's why it's, you know, so important. I mean, so that's why we have to remember how much research was actually put into this device. And why it's, that just makes it so much more incredible than, you know, anything else that's out there. So it's really awesome. I love it. All right. So I hope I'm coming in okay again. I don't
know
why.
Yeah.
I'm kind of cutting
You're
in and
good.
Out today. That's strange. All right. Still nobody wants to talk with us today, guys. I guess they just want to hear us talk to each other. So
sounds good.
Well, so I'm working on giant bows to be able to take pictures, because I've got a I'm going to come up with a, you know, a Christmas
A
personal promotion, if you will, and so I got to get now that it started to rain. Of course, everybody's looking very furry and muddy and not beautiful, but in a show sense, but they'll look nice and cozy in the blankets and be able to remind people, as Nate, I think you gave us a quote a few weeks ago that was great, which was, you know, are you ready to give yourself or your horse the best gift that you could possibly ever do? So encourage you to, you know, remind people of the holidays are a time to really think about others. And we know that our extended family includes those that got four legs.
Well, and that being said, I can tell you from experience that there are people that are more willing to spend more money on their animals than they are
mm-hmm.
on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you talk about this as a Christmas present for your animals, that might be a good way to get them. So
absolutely.
Get them to really consider it. So, so a lot of, you know, people aren't taking care of themselves as well as they're taking care of their animals sometimes. So, but then what really usually happens a lot, I've noticed, is they see how much their horses are benefited from it. They see the differences, and then they hear all the, you know, other stories, and they usually end up getting one for their family as well, eventually, because you can't help but see the benefits of it. So that's really awesome. Nate, were you going to add something there before this? I thought you were starting to talk. Or am I?
I have something.
No, I was...
Well, maybe it was Tiff.
Go ahead, Tiff. That's fine.
Are you go ahead, Nate. It's fine.
No,
you
I was
sorry,
just
going to
say.
Are you sure?
I was just going to say how fun it is to be a Beamer distributor, especially when you're out at a show or even at a stable, because it becomes very evident as you get familiar with how horses respond. I mean, literally, you can walk down through, you know, the breezeway of 30 horses, and you can almost see which horses have been beamed because of their yeah. relaxed state. And, I mean, I've seen it time and time again. And so it is seeing those kind of responses and knowing that these horses are getting the best care that they can possibly get.
Or also on that, the ones that you have beamed before that recognize you when you come there.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other deal.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure that they're saying, you know, hey, me first. You walked by me.
Yeah.
Come back here. You know, we had a horse that it was a funny story from a few years ago, but where this horse had been getting Beamer sessions once or twice a week, and something came up, and I don't even remember what it was, to say had to put down the horse that, you know, just leaned it up against the stall because we had to run and do something else. Well, the horse took it upon himself to lean over and grab it out of the aisleway to say, well, they're not putting it on me. I'm going to do it myself.
I'll take care of it.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
It was really interesting. We, Angie and I, went out to Iowa for her dad's 80th birthday party. And so, but I have some connections through the Amish here in Indiana. They're all kind of related somehow, but anyway, so I had an appointment with doing some horses over there in Iowa, and it was so much fun to see how this one horse, here you got these horses standing there, and the horse in the middle has the Beamer on it first, and how the other horses literally started coming closer and closer and closer to where they were lined up and literally touching each other. So,
yeah.
I mean, they know. Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
I had one a few weeks ago that I went out, and they had these kind of big paddocks set up, and they had one kind of separated off to herself because she had kind of an injury, and they were kind of keeping her away from the others. And so we put the Beamer on her, and then she went over to the fence line, and you know, where the shared fence line, and all the horses, of course, we were there too, so they came over to kind of see us. But then they were really, I mean, they were all like rubbing up against as close as they could possibly get to her, the one that we had just put the Beamer on. And the owners were saying, I've never seen those two do that before, the way they were kind of like nuzzling each other and like rubbing up against each other. And she's like, they're friendly with each other, but I've never seen them do that. And one horse was licking her face, and she's like, I've never seen them do that to her before. So it's just kind of funny to see how, and that was after, you know, the Beamer session, and the Beamer wasn't even on her at that point. So it's just funny to see how the horses respond to that.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, and I think it was Cindy, I don't know if I recall, it was Shorty that was talking about on her testimonial about the herd mentality that you start seeing take place with using the Beamer on horses.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Was that Shorty? Yeah. And so it does. It kind of somehow, some way, it has a way of getting all these horses into a different, it's like they're being calibrated into a different mindset just by Beamer being used in a barn. And so what they're seeing is in barns that, you know, I've been in barns where it's kind of pretty chaotic. You hear all kinds of commotions and maybe cribbing or horses kicking and whatever. But after using a Beamer for a period of time, you really see a subdued state that starts taking place, which is pretty exciting when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Tiff, go ahead.
I have a quick story.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's okay. No problem. So something that I feel like we don't maybe talk about enough and that came to mind today was like supplements, medication, things that you do with your horse. I really feel that the Beamer ads because of the vasomotion, the increased blood flow, and what the Beamer is designed to do for the inside of the horse, working from the inside out. So that's something I wanted to touch on. And then I have a quick story. One of the clients that I got to meet through Ryan Padone, she purchased a unit. She had a horse that sustained an injury, and the veterinarian, of course, diagnosed it. Hey, this is what's going on. This is the procedures, you know, stall rest, different things like that. And she's been using the Beamer for 6 weeks, and she reports that the x-rays have drastically improved, and the vet is very impressed by how quickly this horse is recovering from the injury.
Awesome.
And she is just so very, very grateful. She's using another therapy in addition to Beamer and working with her vet, of course. And it's just overall, behavioral-wise, being in stall rest has helped. And also just the injury itself has drastically improved. So we're still on the mend recovery, but very good report.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's, you know, something that we always say, you know, Beamer's a team player. It's really good to add to all the other things you're already doing. And it not only does a tremendous amount in it by itself with both healing and for them, you know, horses dealing with being on stall rest is for some horses a hard thing to do mentally. But then it's also going to make anything else that you're doing just work better. So that's awesome. Thanks for that. Oh, it looks like we have somebody that wants to chat with us. Let's see who this is. We've got area code 254. Area code 254, you're live on Blog Talk.
I had to take you off on mute. But so my question was, I have the regular human Beamer, and I've been wanting to get the horse Beamer. And I don't really like that. I don't have a lot of instructions. Like, I'm a very, like, I like instructions, rules, routine, you know, I'm a little chaotic. That's why I kind of need all that. So is there maybe the Facebook page, or does it come with clear instructions with using the horse Beamer so that I don't want to, you know, feed them real heavy, you know, and then I put the Beamer and they throw up on me, or I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm just saying, I just want to make sure I'm doing it right, you know?
Well, first of all, horses don't throw up. But,
oh, I know. I'm just joking.
But yeah, just to make sure.
I'm more like thinking of the kids, but no, I don't want them. I can't really tell when they're in pain or anything because they kind of just keep going about their business. They don't really, they're not whiners, you know. They're just kind of do their thing. And even the black. Okay, well, Moonlight, you know, she's kind of like. I know she's got, like, some sort of thrush on her hoof, and I need to take her to the vet, but I need to get big story. Anyways, I need to get all that done, but she doesn't complain or anything. I'm just definitely not riding her because I see her hoof, and I definitely wouldn't want someone piggybacking on me if I had something going on with my ankle, you know? So, what do y'all have?
So,
is there kind of like an encyclopedia?
The best thing that I would recommend is to look in the back office under the distributor library, where under the equine section, and there's an FAQ. And we put, you know, it's about 10 or more pages of frequently asked questions, which have instructions. And you know, even if your horses are stoic, you know, your own observation and knowing of the animal is you know, your best friend in that respect. And I know sometimes one of the things I never noticed on our horses, because we have some that are, you know, they're not, some are divas and some are babies and some are not. And but, you know, you can see, you know, there sometimes if a horse is really in an acute pain, you'll see it around their muzzle and their nostrils, because there'll be just, you know, a couple little wrinkles there or tightening, you know, where they're kind of going like, you know, it's comparable to what a human would do. But anyway, that's just something that you might look for. Horses put up with a lot, and that's why it's really nice to be able to say that you can do something proactively to help them. And so the wonderful thing about Beamer is that you can't really do anything wrong. Same thing with the human. You can maybe accelerate the treatment so that it's too fast for the body, but you're not going to hurt them. So if you go with the same kind of thing that we recommend for humans, which is to always go low, go slow, don't overdo it, and, you know, give them a lot of water. You know, listen to the recording because we went through a lot of issues about usage, too, from the Super Saturday we just did. So there's resources okay. there, but you're going to need to set aside some time to kind of, filter through it. And but check out the FAQ and check out the recording.
Okay, perfect. And then for some of you, so we have like an LLC. And how do we do this if we're going to do LLC with it? So mine was just personal usage. I don't plan to share that with anybody. But with the horse, you know, the country where I live is West Texas, and we have a lot of ropers, and we do a lot of we do everything FFA. We're just like any other country, I guess, or small county. But we do a lot
Texas
of roping.
Texas is a country.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in the mountains, so we do everything. We're taking our horses through the mountains, you know, trying to pick up that bull. And I mean, it's dangerous, you know. And so it's kind of like, I want the horse to be like ready to go. And just, you know, I'm not a roper. I'm just a pleasure rider. But my daughters are barrel racers. So I was thinking, you know, I have a lot of contacts with people that do the roping, and I just kept thinking, man, I would want my horse at peak. Ready to go because, you know, they're trying to catch that bull. And, I mean, you can get killed doing it or, you know, almost. And then you got to survive. And then you need you will need a human partner. But,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, trust me. I'm already working on that one, too, because I got a friend who got tossed around with a bull and he was not even, he should have been messing with that bull. Anyway, so, How do y'all do it business-wise with LLCs or any sort of liability? Because we are talking about a pretty big animal that we're approaching.
So
you
I guess
you
are
can
you
get
about...
liability insurance. You can try and find it. You know, mine is through State Farm. I heard a lot of people. That'd be a great question to post on the Facebook IBD group. But a lot of people mentioned farm family casualty insurance that they get for just, you know, not necessarily for themselves, but as a business, if you're going to be sharing it, well, you want to have some coverage for yourself. So you really have to check that out. But you know, to get good opinions, you get some feedback from that page. That's one of the kinds of questions that people can share information from by having it be a private internal group, if, in fact, you use social media.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Well, I hope that answered your questions.
Yes, ma'am, it did. Thank you very much.
All right. Good. Thanks so much. And good luck. I hope to eat your horse soon.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and that takes us down to the end of our show here. So I'm going to just send it around the top for any final words from anyone. We'll go to Nate. Hey, Nate.
Well, I just wish everything.
Wow,
Nate,
now Nate fell into the pool with Rainey.
Well, all right, guys. Well, happy Thanksgiving if you can hear me.
Yeah,
there we
back.
Got you there. Thanks, Nate. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. All right. Cindy.
Well, obviously, I want to second that for everybody on the call and to say how lucky we are to have animals in our lives and just really grateful to be able to share with them. So I hope everyone has a safe and blessed Thanksgiving. It's every day, but this is a holiday that people like to kind of focus on it specially, and I'm just particularly grateful for the people and the animals in my life, and that includes all of you. So thank you.
Thanks so much, Cindy. And Tiff.
Yes, I look forward to sharing some more next week. Headed to Utah tomorrow morning for the weekend, and we'll be back late Sunday night. And I'm just very grateful that I get to ride and compete. And I pray for all the COVID, that it goes away some more, even though I've been able to get this stuff. And I'm just grateful for the people I've gotten to meet through Beamer. And just this product has really opened my eyes and changed my life. And I'm thankful for all of you. So have a great Thanksgiving. I hope everybody stays and enjoys the time they get to spend with whoever they get to spend it with.
Thanks so much, Tiff. And safe travels. And we can't wait to hear about how that goes for you. We always love your stories. So I hope it all goes really, really well. And yes, thank you, everyone. And I'm so grateful every day for Beamer and for all the people that I've met through Beamer. You know, it's really some of the best people I've known my whole life. So that's one of my most favorite things about Beamer is all the wonderful people. So I'm grateful for that and thankful for that. Remember, we won't be here next week because we will all be being grateful with our families, hopefully, or maybe on Zoom. I don't know. I've heard a lot of people, we're doing Thanksgiving on Zoom this year with all our families. People
yeah.
are trying to stay separate.
Yeah.
So
it's hard
we'll
to
see
take
how that
something
all
on Zoom
this year. Yeah, or people are making like their own Thanksgiving and kind of eating together but separate. So we'll see how that all goes this year, because it's going to definitely be a different dynamic for family gatherings this holiday season. So we'll see how that all plays out. But we will see you the following week here back on Blog Talk. So thanks so much, everyone. We appreciate you listening and calling in and chatting with us. We'd love to hear from you. And I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Rainey. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.